Welcome to Senpai's Craft Beer Cast. I'm Rich, your host, and today's primary topic is defining craft beer. Some of you may have heard that the Brewers Association has updated the definition of craft brewer. And in general, I'm guessing craft beer. See, when I started to look into this topic, I was confused initially. Updated definition of craft brewer as according to brewersassociation.org and craftbeer.com, which is, I believe it's owned by the Brewers Association. I could be wrong. I know that they do have something on their website that says they are in relation to the Craft Brewers Association in some way. But that's neither here nor there. The updated definition, as according to both websites, brewersassociation.org and craftbeer.com, is an American craft brewer is a small, independent brewer. Pretty straightforward. Small, independent brewer kind of makes sense. That definition is then broken up as follows. Small is defined as an annual production of 6 million barrels of beer or less, approximately 3% of U.S. annual sales. Beer production is attributed to a brewer according to rules of alternating proprietorships. I don't know what rules of alternating proprietorships means. I didn't really look into that part of it because I don't know. I didn't really care that much to look into what an alternating proprietorship was. Independent is defined as less than 25% of the craft brewery is owned or controlled or equivalent economic interest by a beverage alcohol industry member that is not itself a craft brewer. And a brewer has a TTB brewer's notice and makes beer. A TTB brewer's notice is basically a license to make beer by the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. So that portion of the definition doesn't seem to have really changed at all. After doing some digging, the biggest change in the definition adds non-traditional brewing ingredients. Instead of only water, yeast, barley, and hops, other ingredients can be included, such as, I don't really know. They have a little bit of notes here. Flavor additions like vanilla beans, cocoa nibs, as well as maybe alternative or additional bittering agents and other fermentable and non-fermentable sugars like candy sugar and lactose. A lot of you may know lactose being used in a lot of milk stouts and New England IPAs. Gives it that kind of creaminess, a little bit of a richer, fuller mouthfeel, and a little bit of a sweetness to it. I do believe it is a good thing that the definition has been updated to include non-traditional ingredients because it allows these craft brewers to experiment more, and let's be honest, they were doing it anyway. I mean, if you haven't had a stout aged in bourbon barrels with vanilla and chocolate added, either you don't like bourbon barrel aged stouts or you've been living under a rock. But all in all, I mean, developing these weird, funky, and fun beers is something big non-craft brewers just, they don't do it as well as craft brewers do it. I mean, don't get me wrong, big beer can put out some decent brews. I mean, Goose Island is owned by AB InBev, I believe, and their Bourbon County Stout is a fantastic beer. But anywhere selling Bourbon County Stout, if you just kind of look around their aisles a little bit more, look a little bit harder, you'll find another bourbon barrel aged stout done by a craft brewer, and it's done better. And it's done by a brewer that is more involved in their communities. And I'm not saying that like AB InBev doesn't do things in time of crisis. I've heard a lot of things where they actually, you know, they'll can water or whatever and send it out to people in need. But, I mean, just on a much smaller scale, and even on a larger scale, craft breweries take a more, philanthropical. But, you know, they just seem to take a little bit more interest in their communities, especially in the towns that they are set up in and brewed in. And buying craft beer really, it makes a difference. You're helping, instead of helping a big corporation, you're helping, you know, your neighbor run his business. This definition change was very, very odd in the sense that I could not figure out what changed between the definition of craft brewer from between last year and when they just changed it. I think they changed it like December 18th or something. And the definition of craft brewer, as far as I can tell, has not changed. It's more of the definition of craft beer in general. So if you were kind of, if you heard anything about them changing the definition of craft beer or craft brewer and you didn't want to do the research on it, there you go. It basically just allows the definition of craft beer to include beer brewed with non-traditional ingredients because, I mean, let's face it, there are a lot of beers that are brewed with weird shit. I mean, take Southern Tier Brewing's Blackwater series, and they have one chocolate orange, they have salted caramel. They've been doing things modeled after Girl Scout cookies. It's fun, and they're all fantastic. I haven't had a single bad beer from Southern Tier's Blackwater series. But, so, that was basically the main topic. It wasn't very long. It was just something that I've been looking into, so I thought I would just kind of share what I could find out. If you know anything else, then maybe the definition of craft brewer has changed a little bit more than I thought it has, send me an email or go on to my Facebook. It's just facebook.com, Senpai's Craft Beer Cast. You know, leave me a message or send me a DM or find me on Instagram. And let's talk about it. I'd like to know. I'd like to know if there's anything that might be a little bit different, anything that changed a little bit. So I do have another beer review for you here. This beer was actually given to me. I did not purchase this beer. And it was given to me. I'm not going to say the name of the company that I work for, but I do work in the pest control industry. And I was at a customer's house, and he had a pretty big selection of craft beers. So we were kind of chit-chatting and talking about that. And he told me he didn't like Scotch ales, and apparently for Christmas his mother-in-law or something gave him a six-pack of this beer. It's a Scotch ale. He didn't like it. He asked if I wanted it, and I was like, well, hell yeah, I like Scotch ales. Why not? Very nice guy. I'm actually hoping to maybe get him on the podcast. I know he does a few things. He goes to a lot of the breweries around here, and there are quite a few breweries around my area. I'm thinking like a 20-mile radius, there might be 10. And initially, I wasn't going to review this beer or talk about this beer on this podcast because this is a craft beer podcast. And the beer is done by Boulevard Brewing Company, which technically, by definition, is not actually a craft brewery, as they were bought by Duvel Mortgott, which is a big beer company. I don't know where they're out of, but so technically they have quite a large economic interest in Boulevard, rendering them non-craft. But I'm going to go ahead and review it because I actually do really like this beer. So let's just kind of jump into the review. It's just kind of random, rambling and losing my train of thought here. I have the bottle here. It says Boulevard Brewing Company, since 1989, Kansas City, Missouri. Snow and Tell Oak Age Scotch Ale, 6.3% alcohol by volume, brewed and bottled by Boulevard Brewing Company, Kansas City, Missouri. Best by date is on the bottle, April 2nd, 2019. Now this is one of the probably the third or fourth beer that I have not had an actual bottling or canning date on it, which it's kind of strange. I like to know, I don't know why, but I like to know when it was actually bottled or canned. It's just kind of, I guess, a quirk of mine. But when I poured this beer, I actually poured this beer right before I started recording this episode. Had about a finger and a half size head on it. head was kind of like a medium tan. It wasn't super light, but it wasn't necessarily a dark tan head on it. Very pretty beer. I mean, coppery brown in color. Smells good. Now you get a little bit of a yeasty esters to it. Big malt backbone to it. Very sweet malt. No real, maybe a little bit of a citrus thing coming off of the hops, but not a big hop. Not a big hop presence to it. And maybe like dried fruit, like raisins or something. As for the taste, let's give her a go. Very malty. It's got a big malt quality to it. And I like that. Following the sweetness of the malt is that kind of smoky, woody, oak-aged thing going on. Works really well together. No real hop flavors to speak of, which doesn't bother me none. I'm not a big fan of overly bitter beers. I do like hoppy beers, but bitterness for the sake of bitterness is not my thing. My favorite thing about this beer, though, is that it does have kind of like that Belgian-y yeast quality in the flavor, where it's kind of like a fruity, yeasty esters to it. It's really good. It is definitely a solid beer, but it is, of course, like I said, it's not a craft beer, so take that for what you will. I did not pay for this beer. When I do buy beers to review, I like to try to keep it craft. I mean, sometimes I didn't know that Funky Buddha technically no longer craft anymore. I love Funky Buddha. I wouldn't say that they're really local. They're in the same state as me, Florida. But they're like 3 or 4 hours away. Fuck that. Sometimes you just kind of get surprised. I didn't know the Boulevard wasn't a craft brewery. They don't hold the little independent craft seal given out by the Brewers Association. But I do try to stick with beers that are craft. So pretty much anything that I review on this site will be sticking to that craft beer definition. My next episode, hopefully you guys will stick around, keep listening to me. My next episode is all about beer snobbery. And how craft beer drinkers tend to treat non-craft beer drinkers. It's kind of like a rant type topic, but it should be fun. It's more of a discussion. I want to know what you guys think. If you have any more information on the definition of craft beer, maybe I missed something, go find me on Facebook. Just facebook.com/senpaiscraftbeercast. Same thing on Instagram at Senpai's Craft Beer Cast. I'm also on iTunes now, so go ahead, give me a listen over there. If you want to download, I don't know if there's a subscribe option or anything via whatever you're listening to this podcast on, but if you would like to go ahead and subscribe and be updated every single time I put one of these out, which I'm going to be aiming for either Sunday or Monday weekly, that would be excellent. But until next time, cheers.